Oil-rich Venezuela importing 300,000 barrels of fuel a day. By BenQ on December 7, 2018. Venezuela is now importing 300,000 barrels of oil a day to ease domestic fuel shortages, despite having the world's largest crude oil reserves, Reuters reported Thursday. According to Internal Petroleum of Venezuela, PTSVA, documents the agency claims to have had access to, the country is currently importing 250,000 barrels of oil a day to meet domestic demand and honor supply contracts with customers, including Russia and China, worth around $3.15 billion. The figure represents a 40% increase compared to last year when they imported an average of 180,250 barrels per day. In recent months, PTSVA has been unable to supply sufficient fuel to gas stations, airports, power plants, and industrial customers. Last month, reports from Táchira State described how some car owners were forced to wait up to 5 days to buy gasoline as the government piloted a new scheme to keep foreigners from benefiting from subsidized prices. Some of the country's recent suppliers include India's Reliance Industries, PTSVA's U.S. refining arm, Citgo Petroleum, Russian oil firms, Lukoil and Rosneft, and China National Petroleum Corporation. Since February, we have not paid a single imported cargo with cash. We are exchanging the imported fuel for Venezuelan asphalt, virgin naphtha, natural gasoline, fuel oil, residual crude, whatever we have, said a PTSVA employee on the condition of anonymity. Venezuela's average oil output is currently under 1 million barrels of oil per day, a 30-year low. Last month, international oil experts warned that production is in total freefall, mainly as a result of the exodus of workers from PTSVA. Their desertion is also a result of poor working conditions and suppressed wages, as well as the military takeover of the company designed to consolidate the deepening of socialism through the total, absolute transformation of PTSVA. The lack of production is also causing problems for the regime with many of its international backers, including China and Russia. Last month, the head of Russian oil company Rosneft, Igor Sechin, traveled to Caracas meetings to personally complain to Maduro about delayed oil shipments designed to the generous loan packages to which Moscow and the regime agreed. In June, China also threatened to cut off all loans to the Maduro regime until it made the necessary payments. The two sides managed to resolve the issue in September. After Maduro met with Chinese Communist Party leader Xi Jinping in Beijing, the former said that Xi had agreed to provide a further $5 billion despite the risk that China may never get it back.